they receive that from them too.
And members, they receive that from a combination of sources. The fifth is this individual should be covered by the CRA. So what we're trying to do is to recreate that at this point in time. If she can't report the CRA, she would not have a life of duty. So one of the requirements is to not have a higher income to transfer the CRA.
Well, that's taken care of.
It's all taken care of in the language. And if that is not sufficient to fully cover the electoral value, then please give me a card to make it.
Okay. Sorry, that was the exact number. I'm sorry. I apologize for I'm sorry, but I think it was me. I was like, people called you number 5, the hospital 1627, right?
this is the last hearing that we want to take new material. As new plans, we have as proposed, one of those bill ready by the end of the week and posted for the internet. And our people, we will hear, review that bill next Tuesday and take the testimony that may be appropriate to be taken and to handle any sort of amendments next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yes,
Sure. There is more than enough time to take a little extra work, really, after hearing the state court making or in a final relative to information to simply secure the addresses, home addresses of each of the townships to the west and send out copies and the material. But our understanding here is that potential maximum liability action conditions is census, there's 554 human beings living in Princeton Township, 148 households, and 128 camps. So that is my
suggestion. Also, to clarify too, sorry, in H2122 section, is that the section 3.28 does not talk about levy or even say, not say levy. So that's where clarify that. So would that be okay with the pension commission to reach out to the township and get some correspondence back to them that we can deal with this next Tuesday and perhaps talk to them at that time? I'm sorry, not being repeated. Mr. Red Meyer, Chip's House by 168.
Thank you.
about these things that I was voluntary, but nonetheless, I just wanted to share and make sure that we included the expenses on the part of local government as we consider these kinds of bills. Thank you. Any further questions for this meeting? Representative Smith. Representative Smith.
Thank you.
Still.
Thank you.
year, the ads on employees for the Port Authority led mistakenly in paying him. And because of that history, their inability to fund, currently there is a defined contribution plan that is worked out with Social Security, and actually a very good plan. And it isn't just the Loops. I'm sure there will be others as well. And I think if they've not done this since 1959, other than that, the state and employee fix, I don't know that we should be doing this now either. And just think what it's for us, and certainly that we don't. Is this enough?
Thank you.
So I'm going to be able to sit up on the AM and any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. And that is adopted. Just a reminder, if you're there, if you have questions on policy issues, number 4, 5, and 6, hopefully you can just comment on those.
Number 4, one of the things that this bill does send was some conversations during the course of the working group, and I guess I recall at the end of the meeting, has to do with the salaries, the organizational salary payments. Article 3 of the bill expands the number of individuals that will be involved in the fire department if municipal approval can pay salaries beyond the president, the secretary, and the treasurer. This makes salaries potentially payable to all officers of the association and all members of the Board of Trustees, including the municipal officials who are there in their official capacity. And in a time of somewhat lean resources, this seems to be swimming a little bit upstream, and so I think we're flagging that the language that you're looking at would be on page 9 of the bill.
Are there any limits on those salaries, or is it, does it require a vote of the municipality, or what? What are the limits to make those determinations?
The salary amounts have to be approved by the governing body of the municipality. There is no statutory limit, but there is a process set forth that it has to be something to have obvious for approval.
Justification for approving the municipal and their appointed officials.
Except it would be the fire chief, would be 785 departments in the state, and less than 6 of us that are paid for salary, if you will, and probably another couple hundred that might get stipend and less service, no cost whatsoever. And so there would want to be ex officio, but maybe if they want to compensate. But that wasn't necessarily the target of the way that you crafted, you got that chief anyway, as opposed to other municipal trustees.
Oh, that's simple. It just could be a question. It was already put here on our sheet by staff. And it simply says organizational figures will be categorized as member contribution and that is not a pension benefit. So just simply a clarification. If it's satisfactory and it's out there, but just as we do this, so. Use of the word.